But if he failed to live up to his sacred trust, as the La Shang ruler was said to have done, heaven would signal its displeasure in the form of natural disasters or civil disorder, and could ultimately transfer its mandate to another. This understanding of the rights and responsibilities of power was expressed in elaborate religious practices, derived from the ancestor cult of the Zhou's predecessors and involving divination and ritual sacrifice. The ruler himself would perform the so-called great sacrifices, which were made to heaven and earth, the dynastic ancestors, and the gods of soil and grain. Such practices were codified in the Book of Rites, another key Confucian text, and would remain central to court life throughout the dynastic history of China. The early Zhou court also possessed a flourishing literary and musical culture, of which the Book of Songs, yet another Confucian classic, is the most enduring memorial. Such, then, were the times Confucius looked back to as a golden age, finding in its leaders, its rituals, and its culture exemplars of the good life and the properly ordered state, a society in harmony with itself and with the cosmos. But what about Confucius himself? Who was he? And what do we really know about him? The details of Confucius's life are largely lost to history, and as with other revered figures of the distant past, legend has long since filled in the gaps. The first full-length biography of Confucius dates from the 1st century BCE, some 400 years after his death. It appears in one of the defining works of Chinese historiography, the monumental Historical Records. Sumu Qian, the author of the records, was a dedicated scholar who sought to preserve as many traditions as possible about Confucius's life. But he also had an eye for a good story, and by the time he was writing, there were plenty of them to choose from. Consequently, the bulk of what Sumu tells us about Confucius can be taken with a large pinch of salt, and most modern scholars rely instead on sources closer to Confucius's lifetime. By far the most important of these sources is the Analects, the slim but immensely influential book which purports to record Confucius's own words. Others are the writings attributed to Mencius, Confucius's most illustrious early successor, and a commentary on the Spring and Autumn Annals, which gives the fullest account we have of the period during which Confucius lived. Together, these provide enough clues to draw at least one plausible outline of Confucius's life and career. That outline looks like this. Confucius was born in 552 or 551 BCE in a village near Qiufo in what is now Shantong province in eastern China. In Confucius's time, Qiufo was the capital of the state of Lu, one of that shifting federation of semi-autonomous fiefdoms into which the Zhou overlordship had by then fragmented. In Lu itself, even the local lord, the duke, was sidelined. Real power lay in the hands of the sinister-sounding three families, who crop up several times in the Analects. The name Confucius would have meant nothing to the inhabitants of Lu in the 6th century BCE. It is the Latinized form of a name Jesuit missionaries kept hearing when they arrived in China more than 2,000 years later. That name, the one by which Confucius was known to his contemporaries, was Kong Futsue, or Master Kong, an honorific title for a man whose given name was Kong Qiu. Confucius's early life remains a mystery. No one knows for sure who his parents were, though tradition has it that his father was the descendant of downwardly mobile aristocrats, and that he died when Confucius was very young. What seems fairly certain is that by the time Confucius was born, the family belonged to the shu, or public servant class, the lowest tier of society eligible for posts in government service. In the Analects, Confucius is recorded as telling one of his disciples, "When I was young, I was in humble circumstances. That is why I have many practical accomplishments in regard to simple, everyday matters." The foundations of his lifelong love of study also seem to have been laid during these early years. In one of the